North Korea puts on a spectacle of fear. A ministry issues a call to action over unrest in the Central African Republic. And this Christmas, give a gift that'll be life-changing. We've got a story for you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea has apparently executed 80 people for watching TV and possibly owning Bibles. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says this report highlights the risk faced by Christians. In spite of that, God's word is still reaching people.
It's not a country where you can really smuggle Bibles in, but it is a country where you can launch balloons. And Voice of the Martyrs has worked with our partners to actually attach a complete New Testament in the Korean language.
At their last balloon launch, VOM partners released 3,600 New Testaments. They're just 675 shy of this year's goal of 48,000. It'll be difficult doing balloon launches now that it's winter, though. Until then, it's all about discipleship via radio.
Some of that radio ministry is discipleship teaching. Some of it is the stories of persecuted Christians, and some of it is actually just simply reading the Bible very slowly in a way for people to be able to write it down.
The church is under fire in North Korea. There are always ways you can help at our website. Next, the UN Security Council will be meeting next month to vote if troops will be sent to the Central African Republic for peacekeeping. Since rebels seized power earlier this year, warnings of possible genocides keep the country in turmoil. Open Doors USA is concerned for churches and believers as a genocidal interfaith war may occur. Pray Christ will work in the hearts of the UN Security Council to make the right decision. For the full story, go to our website. This is Mission Network News. In the Philippines, as the mounds of rubble continues to be sifted through, the death toll and missing continues to climb, and hope on the verge of being all but lost, there's a glimmer. The requests being made by survivors may be both shocking and surprising. Executive Director of Christian Resources International, Jason Wolford.
Not shocking and surprising, but I guess it might shock or surprise some that are listening, that the calls that we're getting from pastors, missionaries, evangelists, orphanages, calling us and letting us know that they need Bibles, they need Christian books.
While food and clothing are priorities, so are Bibles, because they were washed away. Wolford says that's why CRI is doing something about it.
We're getting ready to send a sea container filled with approximately 30,000 free Bibles and Christian books to the Philippines for distribution in some of those areas that were hit the hardest.
They have the Bibles and the books. They need $10,000 to get it there. Help at our website. Meanwhile, school is an opportunity to learn and become more knowledgeable. Everyone learns differently. Some find it comes easier than others, though. Orphan Outreach has an orphan graduate program in St. Petersburg, Russia. A huge change is seen in the graduates as Christ becomes the center of their life. Pray their students will be encouraged by one another to work hard. Pray Christ will continue to do great things in the lives of these students. And when is the last time you gave a gift that changed somebody's life? Imagine a child without basic necessities, living in fear. Imagine a gift that simultaneously gives them food, education, and the hope of Jesus Christ. That's the gift that you can give this Christmas to refugees in Burma with the help of Partners Relief and Development. Here's Steve Gumer.
The whole idea behind this campaign is to give people the opportunity to give alternative gifts that are meaningful and that make an impact both in the physical and material lives of refugees that we work with and in their lives for the kingdom of God.
The campaign, Love in Any Language, addresses health and education. Gumer is hoping that the Nationals will ask, what's different about you?
When that question is asked, we come right out and explain to them that the difference is Jesus.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.